This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has lost at least 650 jobs in the energy sector this year. Oil prices are plunging due to price wars overseas and the COVID-19 pandemic. The true toll on the economy goes beyond energy businesses themselves. Bernadette Johnson is an analyst at Enverus.
In Colorado, if you're in Weld County and you are an electrician or a welder or even a plumber, a lot of that work is supporting energy, but it's not technically energy.
Johnson says more job cuts are on the way this year. Liberty Oilfield Services, Halliburton, and Basic Energy Services cut workers in Colorado during the past month. Criminal justice reform groups are urging Governor Polis to release more inmates due to the risk of large COVID-19 outbreaks in state prisons. CPR's Allison Cherry reports.
Governor Polis has already allowed some early releases of nonviolent offenders in hoping of bringing down the number of people incarcerated during the coronavirus. But criminal justice reform groups, including the ACLU, say he needs to go farther or it could get worse inside of Colorado's prisons. There is already a major outbreak at the Sterling Correctional Facility. Almost 300 inmates and staffers have tested positive. The groups say prisoners' age and medical status should be considered as a condition for early release. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, scientists work tirelessly to find a coronavirus vaccine, but the questions remain. How soon would a viable vaccine be developed? Would billions of people worldwide be able to get it? Vaccine Big Picture, an in-depth look at the issue is next on All Things Considered. Then, the French are facing social disparities in the face of coronavirus, with long bread lines and tensions with police. The Paris suburbs are faring poorly. Let me say that again. With long bread lines and tensions with police, the Paris suburbs are faring poorly under the lockdown. Coronavirus in the suburbs of the City of Lights in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered. 62 in Denver, 55 in Colorado Springs, 57 in Vail, 63 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.